Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the American Overlander podcast. I'm your host, Will Fowler from Venture to Rome. Now, Venture to Rome is a video YouTube channel where we go on epic adventures, we do installs and rig modifications and gear reviews and recommendations. So if you haven't already, head over to the channel, give it a watch, and if you like it, give it a sub. On this podcast, we go deeper into some of the subjects that we've covered on our videos. We go behind the scenes in some of those videos, and we interview movers and shakers in the overlanding world. So let's get into it. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the American Overlander podcast. I'm your host, Will Fowler from Venture to Rome, which is an overlanding video channel on YouTube where we film epic adventures, rig modifications and installs, as well as gear reviews and recommendations. So if you haven't already, head over to our YouTube channel, give it a watch, and if you like it, give it a sub. This is the podcast where we get deeper into subjects and talk about stuff that happens behind the scenes, interviews the mover and This is the podcast where we get deeper into subjects that you might see in our videos, talk about the stuff that happens behind the scenes, and interview the movers and the shakers. I'm here with my best buddy, Chris, and we're going to talk about overlanding off-road stuff. And this is a little bit of an experiment, but you know, we are always having these conversations when we're hanging out or behind the scenes when we're shooting something. And so we thought, let's record some of these and just see how these conversations go. So today we're going to talk about 35s versus 37 inch tires. And the reason is that Chris has a big decision coming up. So Chris, you're running General Grabbers 35s right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The General Grabber ATX. And right now I'm at 96,000 miles on Ripley, which is my 2014 JKU Rubicon. And I put those tires on at about 40,000 miles. So they have been amazing. And actually I just got them rotated yesterday and the guys were like, yeah, you're good for, for another like 10,000 miles or something.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching those tires for years and they're, they're workhorse tires for sure.
Yeah. And they're, I do a 5-tire rotation too, which I think has helped a lot with the wear and tear on them for sure.
Yeah. But they're getting to the point where you're starting to think about what's next. Mm-hmm. And I've seen and have been part of building your Jeep with you. And in some respect, we tend to do our modifications on our rigs together. So I have seen you build this thing up. It has almost everything you would need to have 37s on it. Mm-hmm. You've got enough height. You've got a 3.5 inch what is it, a JKS lift?
Yeah, the JKS J-spec lift. Yep.
Right. And you got the track bar too. Didn't that come with the lift, the JKS track bar?
Yeah, it does. So JKS comes with like the track bar and of course the dual rate springs and the Fox Adventure Series shocks, which isn't the Fox's most expensive. And honestly, now I think about it, those shocks are getting pretty close to like 60,000 miles on them too.
We have put some hard miles on those things too, man. I think the same thing. We'll talk about my setup in a sec, but I think the same thing about mine. I think I have less miles. I think I might have the same amount or more off-road miles, but less road miles on my suspension. And in any case, so you're basically set up to have 37s.
Yeah.
And so then the question is like, should you go 37s? It seems like as Jeep owners, as overlanders, there's actually a little bit of social pressure. If you're going to make the choice, just go 37s.
Yeah, definitely. So it's
how are you handling that?
Oh man. You know, I don't know if I'm going to cave into the peer pressure. So, but it's funny. Cause like when I got my first, Jeep Wrangler, it was a 2012 when they first stuck the Pentastar in the Wranglers. And I had been kind of just waiting and obsessing over that, you know, 5-speed and the Pentastar, and it finally came and I got it. And I remember I got a leveling kit and 33s. And I was like, man, this is pretty great. And then like, I don't know, maybe a year into owning it, I went on a trail run with a guy. I got invited to go through the OIE backcountry discovery route, and he had 35s, and I was like, what kind of magic is this? Like, I just, my tires I thought were so big have become so small.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, all of a sudden started regretting that when I hadn't, you know, gone with enough lift to be able to make the transition to 35s. You know, I put the biggest size I could on them and it worked pretty well. It was like just slightly over 33s. It was like some Falcons that I think it worked out to basically like, you know, 33 and a halves. So
were they Wild Peaks?
Yeah, they were the AT3Ws when they first came out.
Right.
Yeah. And they were great tires. So, and then, the Jeep got just destroyed in a wreck. And so, after that, I ended up getting Ripley. And so I decided that I was going to go 2.5 inches and 35, because that's what I was, you know, looking at. And I got the lift installed at Dennis Dillon Ram in Caldwell, which I really highly recommend those guys, not just for buying, but also for maintenance. Like their department is super competitive. I know people call dealerships, and there's some truth to that, you know, for some different places, but I haven't felt that way with Dennis Dillon. So
that particular one is they're experts.
Yeah. And they are great with Jeeps. Like they did my regear and they did my lift, and the guys there in the department, they said, hey, you know, if you go 2.5 inches, you're not going to be happy with that. They're like, you could do 35s on that and it would work just fine. But then they said, but you know, for not very much more, you can go 3.5. And they're like, I guarantee that you will be happy with this. And they were right. It's been great. And now, you know, here we are talking, and it's not that 35 seem like they're small, but you know, I've had Ripley for a long time and put a lot of miles on her. And I don't know, I'm kind of curious about 37s. So,
yeah. Well, especially with like how your tread has worn down, you're mm-hmm. at the end of the life of your tires, mm-hmm. going from where you are now to 37s would probably feel like a significant jump.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be getting where off-roading will be very white knuckle, because yeah. Anyway,
so it's time. I mean, it's time. So
it's time.
So, yeah. So what you just described is really interesting, because it's like you went in and you're like, I'm going to go 2.5. And they're like, no, you need to supersize that. Go mm-hmm. 3.5.
Yeah.
And you had 33 inch tires and you didn't know any better. And then you went out and you saw somebody else with 35 inch tires and you're like, oh, I need to supersize my tires. That looks so much better and so much cooler. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I do think I had 33s. And when I went to go get new tires, I remember I think you specifically called me up. I remember this conversation and you were like, what are you going to do, 33s or 35s? And I was like, if it's good enough for the Australians, it's good enough for me. I was like, but 33s, you get better gas mileage. And you were like, listen to me.
You're like, don't make me slap you, Will.
You need to listen to me. Get 35s. If you don't get 35s, I don't know that we can be friends. So
let's try out.
So I got 35s, you know, and they're great. I mean, I have nothing bad mm-hmm. to say about them, all of the tires that I got, but honestly, I don't know that I can't really tell a massive performance difference over 33s, mm-hmm. except that I have more peace of mind. I'm probably, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit safer on the trail because of that extra surface area. But
yeah.
So then if you go from 35s to 37s, there's a whole host of problems if you get to 37s. Whole mm-hmm. host, like getting in the garage.
Yeah. Yep. And that's something where, like right now, when we head out, like on our trips, I've been putting the trailer is a little bit out of commission right now for the time being, but it'll be back on the road soon. But anyway,
that's a video that's coming out. Unfortunately, our wonderful trailer hits literally took a turn for the worse, but, Hicks will be
on the mend.
We'll be back up and running soon.
Yeah, Hicks will be on the mend. But anyway, so I I'm back to what I started out doing, which is putting like a lot of our cases on the top. So I have like the Plano Sportsman cases, and right now it barely clears the garage. Like, I mean, it is just, it is so close.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't, if I got 37s, mm-hmm. I could not get in my garage with the rooftop tent on. Like mm-hmm. right, even right now, it has to be like fully loaded down. I have to like let the air out of my airbags in the back and, mm-hmm. and say a prayer. Mm-hmm. Because I have taken, if you look at my garage, I've taken uh-huh. up this huge piece of trim from the, yeah. from the top of the top of the garage door. Yeah. There's no mm-hmm. way I'm getting in there with 37. Yeah,
exactly. And we have a friend, who's got this sweet Tacoma, or not Tacoma, but a Tundra, and it's a beautiful build, and he can't fit in his garage.
Yep.
So the rooftop tent has to stay on there. And he also loves that truck. Like it was, you know, his like a child, but yeah,
so it's, truck. It's,
it is,
but okay. But back to the problems with 37s.
Yeah.
So 37s, number one, height, if you're putting anything on top of your Jeep, which overlanders mm-hmm. do a lot, or whatever your rig is, can't get in the yep. garage. Mm-hmm. Or you have to like dismount those things before you come in the garage. And I know with me, that's really not an option with my rooftop tent. Like I need to go in because that's where the hoist is to hoist mm-hmm. it up. So two, if you're not set up for it, you've got so much extra weight. Mm-hmm. That you might need to get some new components in your drivetrain.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely looked at too. Trail Recon had a really good video about what you need to run 37s, and there's a few other guys online too. And see, this is where it becomes a little bit of a gray area, because a lot of the guys that talk about wear and tear, they're guys that are doing rock crawling. And yep. so that was back when Trail Recon was doing like the, you know, running some pretty heavy trails and stuff. He wasn't into overlanding at that point. Where me, I was never into rock crawling. You know, that was never my intent. And so those guys are putting so much stress on their things. They're bashing into these rocks and putting like massive skid plates on everything. Me, like I'm running my stock skid plates and trying to shave some weight. So long story short, I'm wondering if there's a little disconnect there between like somebody that's an overland build versus a more of a rock crawler build. Like, are they wearing these components out faster because they're hitting these things harder with these, you know, bigger tires. Whereas us, you know, we just kind of cruise over everything, you know, we're going over obstacles, but if there's something huge, we're going to go around it, and we can go around it. We are, because we don't want to get stranded out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Our goal isn't to climb over the biggest rocks. It's to get out to the remotest areas.
Right. Exactly. So you think that you could just slap on 37s with what you have now and be okay, even though you don't have some of these beefed up components?
Yeah. Well, so, like, you know, it seems like a lot of the recommendations are like, you know, stronger U-joints, axle shafts. People are kind of divided on whether you should truss versus sleeve and gusset the axles. So there's all sorts of different things that people talk about. And, you know, and the thing is that those people definitely know way more than I do. So I am looking at that stuff and, you know, listening and trying to figure it out. But at the same time too, you know, I was just kind of looking, and if I can, I'm going to run some stats by you.
Okay.
So I was looking at like the BFG KO2s and 37s. And the reason that I was thinking about them is, one, they're not a true 30. I mean, they're a 37, but they're like 36 and a half. So
yeah,
I figure, you know, it would probably fit a little bit better. Whereas the Grabber ATX is like a true 37. Mm-hmm. So my current 35 Grabber ATXs weigh right at 63 pounds.
Which is a average weight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a super heavy tire. Like, you know, those Toyos that you had, those 33 Toyos, I think
like 78 pounds.
Yeah. They were heavy. They were really heavy.
Yeah. I don't know what they were. They may not have been that much, but they were very heavy for 33s.
They really were. And I mean, that's part of the durability. Now the Grabber ATXs that I have, they're LTs, they're E rated, which I think translates like into like a 10 ply or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're robust tires, right? The Grabber or the BFGs I was looking at in 37s or 36 and a halves are 64.8. So about 65. So going from 63 to 65, now they're not the E series or E rated. They're like C's or something like that. So they're not, they don't have as strong as a side of a sidewall.
Mm-hmm. As, I don't know. Sidewall is important.
It, yeah. And so that's the other thing is sidewall is very important, especially, you know, we spend a lot of time aired down.
And on trails that have like volcanic rock out here.
Yes.
That's a, just mm-hmm. slice and dice your sidewall.
Yeah. And like our buddy Tim, you know, he doesn't have like a huge sidewall, and he's had a couple experiences where he's just been on a road and just like took a corner a little bit too tight. And there was a rock, you know, just out of sight that just caught the tires.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I don't think it was like quite so innocent. So this is on video. That we have this on a Jarbidge video. He was going like I think he was going like 70 miles an hour. Maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, right. I didn't know he was going
so fast.
I'm sure the weight of his Land Rover had no impact on that.
Land Rover weighs like 6,000 pounds, and it got into a little rut and hit a rock and shredded the tire. He shredded those twice though. He's running Falcon Wild Peak AT3s. Yeah, the AT3s. And and he keeps trying to get new ones, but they're under warranty. So every time he rips a sidewall, he gets to go back and they give him new tires. So he just
shout out to Discount Tire.
They stand by the product.
Yes, they do.
They've given him at least two brand new tires. And even when we went to Boulder Basin, which is also on video, we went to Boulder Basin, and if you remember, he didn't shred a tire, but his sidewalls did not look good. There was a couple spots where it was really close.
Yeah, they had some significant chunks taken out of the side. And it was something where we were a little bit worried about him getting back down.
Yeah. So I brought that up because you said, you know, you were like, it's a C rated. It means maybe there's just a little bit less in the sidewall. Well, for the stuff that we're doing, which is sometimes higher speeds, always aired down. I mean, I think that sidewall is, I think it's a massive deal. I think the thicker the sidewall, it's worth a little bit extra weight, in my opinion, to have a thicker sidewall.
You're not wrong. You're definitely right. And just thinking about like our Three Fingers trip. So that route that we took, it wasn't super hard, but there were parts where, like you said, we got that volcanic rock out there in the Waihees, and, I sure was glad that I had the thicker sidewalls.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen the video, which is impossible because I haven't edited it yet, we recently went out to the Owyhees, which is this beautiful mountain range, an area that runs between Idaho and Oregon. And it's a high desert, mountain, plain, volcanic rock. It's just gorgeous area. And we went on this particular route called the Three Finger Gulch route. So I won't give any like GPS coordinates, but the Three Fingers Gulch is a known thing. You can look it up on all trails. So I'm not giving away any information by saying that, but there was a section, it had rained the day before. There was a section of that trail, probably a good, I don't know, 15 miles where we were first tracks after a washout. And, and it was, you know, it wasn't like super technical. It was just a lot of fun to drive, but there was definitely some areas in there where you could easily shred a tire, and you're 60 miles from any services easily.
Yeah. You're very miles remote. On dirt. Yeah. Yeah. So these are all good points, you know?
So I guess that was a long walk to come back to my next real question, which is a puzzle for me, which is then what's the benefit? What's the real benefit? There's, you've got all these problems. It's going to cost more, can't get in your garage, but you know, you've got some weight issues. If you try to compromise on weight issues, you might have sidewall issues. So like, why do it? What's the benefit outside of, we have established like the supersize factor and the cool factor like that, like it would be cooler to have 37.
Yeah.
but what true trail benefit would you get?
So, you know, just I think kind of like the same thing with, 35s over 33s is I did notice that I was able to roll over obstacles easier. Just because you have like a bigger, when you air down, you have a bigger contact patch. So it tends to kind of smooth things out a little bit more, and honestly, I think that's probably the biggest thing is you can just go over bigger obstacles easier. So like going over, say Boulder Basin, some things where, kind of had to check the clearances, I'd be able to go over it a little bit easier. Now, sure. That being said, you're getting a little bit more ground clearance, but a true 35 to 36 and a half, that's not really a huge difference.
I've only seen you completely bottom out once, and it was on the Boulder Basin Trail, which, by the way, Boulder Basin is a beautiful 6 or 7 mile trail outside of Ketchum, mm-hmm. Idaho. That is, it should be a badge of honor trail. It's that fun, yeah. And that good. Mm-hmm. And we've done it a few times now. And the first time we did it, we turned around because your Jeep, which was Ripley. Yeah. It was your Rubicon, mm-hmm. got, stuffed.
Yeah. There was,
I don't know if 37s would have been better, but that's the only time I've ever seen you get stuffed.
No. And I think that because there's kind of a ledge that you drop off of. And so I decided I was going to try and do it. And it's just the angle that you come in. Like you said, I was just, my tires were stuffed in there like good. And there was no turning around. And so I had to lock both front and rear lockers and back up this ledge. And we were having some doubts that I was going to be able to get out of there. We were trying to figure out some plan B, C, D, and F.
Yeah, dude. I still have the video. I never made that. And I don't think I ever turned that into a video. Thank goodness. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was.
But I still have that footage, which I might splice into this to show, mm-hmm. Where you were stuffed.
This Phil, and he just picked the steepest point. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, buddy! Woo!
That was, yeah. That was a really fun trip.
Yeah, it really was. It was a great trip. So that does beg another thing is, it's pretty rare when that happens. And I love, the articulation on the Jeeps. And I've seen, I've seen it get like really stuffed, but I didn't rub, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that if I had 37s, I'm not entirely sure that I wouldn't rub, yeah. Like if I was in a situation like that, I think the tires would probably kiss the inside of the fenders, and that leads to other problems where you're possibly ripping a fender flare off or, slicing a tire.
Yeah, dude, you're not convincing me that 37s are a good idea.
At the
moment. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm thinking like, why would you do that then? Why don't you just get some bomber 35s?
Yeah. And that's another thing is, what I could do too is, especially if I got a set of tires sooner than later, is I would only need to buy 4. I could just have them put the nicest, tire that I have now on the back as a spare. And then, I'm only buying 4 tires. Where if I did 37s, I would want a tire that matched the size for all of them.
Man,
in those scenarios where you get a puncture. You want to be out in the middle of nowhere with a tire that's like 2 inches smaller than everything else.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was driving downtown Boise today, and I saw this really awesome Tacoma build with, mm-hmm. these big old tires and like a, like a Kmart tailgate swing.
Uh-huh.
One of those. And they had like a 28 inch tire as their spare on the back. And I thought, huh, mm-hmm. I wonder if they just haven't got around to putting the big one on there yet, or if that's their real setup. I don't know. It seems like a real, real bad decision.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It makes me cringe whenever I see somebody like either A, not running a spare, or B, running like, 35s or 37s, and they have like the stock spare on there. Because if you're just like, a mall crawler, and it looks kind of funny, but you know, if you get a flat in the Target parking lot, it's not going to be the end of the world. But right. if you're like out at Three Fingers or Boulder Basin or up in Hell's Canyon or something, and that happens, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like your rig is not going to be able, you know, conceivably you would have a lot of trouble getting out of wherever you are.
Yep. Agreed. You know, whatever you decide to do, I will support and also make fun of. That's my promise to you. I guarantee you.
Where'd you go 37s?
I guarantee you. I will make fun of you for whatever your choice is, but also support you in your decision. Because whatever it takes to get you on the trail, I support that. You need new tires for sure.
You know, because I know everybody that's watching or listening to this is just like sitting on pins and needles, like wanting to what my decision
What's
is.
What's he gonna do?
What is he gonna do? I'm like, nail biter. right now I'm definitely leaning towards the 35s. You know, I think the 37s are awesome. And I think someday I'll probably own them. You know, if I get like, say, someday along the day, way down the road, if I get like a Gladiator or a Jail or something. But, you know, like Ripley right now, we came back from a friend of mine and I, we came back from a hunting trip. And there's a stretch of I-84 out of Mountain Home here in Idaho where it's 80 miles an hour.
Yep.
And since my re-gear, I was like, people were, when I was merging on, you know, I had people that, you know, were like just tailgating me because they thought I wasn't going to be able to go 80 and they were going to try and get around me. And then I just hit it and I just took off and I was like cruising along at 85 miles an hour in a JK with 35s and 488s. And it was not a big deal. And it felt great and it felt perfect. And I don't know. I'm not really sure why I would want to mess with that just to experiment with, you know, the 37s.
Yeah, so. I agree. You know, I will make fun of you for it, but I agree that 35s seem like they're the perfect overlanding size. It's big enough to get you over really any obstacle you're going to face out there. If you were exclusively rock crawling, you might run into some issues, but since we're not, since we really don't, unless we have to, it gets us over everything and just is such a nice, smooth ride. You know, like I would say 60% of the time we're bombing down dirt roads that don't have obstacles in them. And then, you know, 30-40% of the time we're on some pretty fun, more technical roads. And it's just the flexibility of that tire is just really, really nice. Plus, you know, for me, not that I'm looking at getting 37s, although I do think about it from time to time, I got to get my kids in and out.
Yeah.
That thing. And Kate's got to get, I mean, Kate gives me this stink eye every now and then getting up into the Jeep. She's like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
It's like, I did it personally to her. It's like, why did you do this to me?
No, that's a real thing. Like I have, you know, a 9-year-old and she's, it's great because like, you know, whenever we're at certain places, you know, maybe it's like, you know, the supermarket or church or something, but it's funny to, she'll open up the door and, you know, there's been a few times when people have been like, oh, here, let me help you. And she's like, no. And she has her way of climbing up and like a little mountain goat. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, that's right. You know,
I've seen her do that. Like, and it's really impressive and also cute and funny.
Yeah, it is. It's great to, you know, and it's just a fact of life, but it's funny when I did get the 3.5 lift in the 35s, my wife intentionally lost the bet because I was like, well, you know, it had the stock Rubicon rock sliders, which are awesome, but they don't have a step.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I found these, you know, rock sliders that have kind of a step built in. And I was like, you know, I'll start saving for it. And she's like, no, let's make a bet. And I was like, okay, if I win, I get the sliders. And she's like, yeah. And yeah, I think she to this day that she totally threw the bet just so I could get it to make it easier for her to get in.
Well, we'll talk about rock sliders next time because you had a pretty good story with your rock sliders and I like my sliders, but I had a little bit more of a saga. And we'll also talk about re-gears You and I both went 488 re-gears on 35s, mm-hmm. which is not the standard choice. And we both had very different experiences with our re-gears. So there's a lot to unpack there, which I think we should talk about next time. And so for now, Chris is going to go 35s. And I can't wait to figure out which tire you're going to choose. Now I'm on pins and needles about which brand and which tire you're going to choose. Don't tell us, even if you know, because I'm going to try to convince you to get Nittos.
You know what? Those Nittos are great. Those are great tires. They've done well by you. So
yeah, they really have. I mean, I can go deep on my love for those tires at the moment. They have just they've just been stellar. So
so are teasers allowed?
Like, what do you like strip teasers? Well, those are not allowed.
not on this show. Okay. Never mind. No, but I was going to say, cause, I really do like the Ridge Grapplers that you have. They're great. Like just hybrid tire and, you know, and I've been really impressed by them. That being said, I also love my General Grabber ATXs, but then there's also the Grabber X3s with the red letters.
Yes, but those are heavy, right?
Yeah, they're heavy,
but they're heavy duty.
Yes, they are,
and they have red letters.
And
you've been running the Generals with the white flipped out, which I think is such a nice classic look. So it would look very different with the red.
Yeah, it's funny how polarizing that is. Like people either love it or hate it. So I do love.
All right, so it's going to be Ridge Grapplers, General X3s, or the Grabbers.
Mm-hmm. The ATXs. Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you for joining me. I want to do more of these. This is a lot of fun, and thanks for sharing your 35 versus 37 journey. And we'll just stay tuned to see which tire you go with. And in the meantime, if you have watched all the way through this amazing conversation, I encourage you to visit the Venture to Rome YouTube channel and subscribe. We are a channel that goes on adventures, that does installs, DIY projects. Chris is there for probably half, if not more, of the videos. And so we're constantly...
Wish I could be there more. Yeah.
Yeah, well, me too. So we're constantly together working on our rigs, doing overlanding stuff. And so we'll just tune back in. We'll do another topic here on the Venture to Rome podcast. Thanks again. We'll see you next time. Hey, look at this. I went for water and I found some whiskey.
Oh, that's a miracle. That's biblical.